欢迎收听可可英语独家专栏节目可可 Radio， 我是安夏，安心的安，夏天的夏。微信关注公众号安夏说英语，可以获取更多其他节目哦。今天来聊聊关于分手之后想要复合该怎么办。一定要想清楚以下的问题。Why did you break up? And is it still a problem? 你还没有明白为何分手吗？You need to be really honest about all the reasons you broke up and whether they are things that have actually been fixed. 你必须坦诚面对分手的原因，想明白那些导致分手的问题是否已经得到解决。According to the well-known couples researchers Dr. John Gottman, 69% of relationshipconflict is about perpetual problems, and all couples have them. Pella Westman, dating coach and licensed marriage and family therapist, it is inevitable that there are ongoing issues in any relationship, and this is okay, as long as they are things you can live with. If the issues areproblematic, be honest with yourself about this. Even better, get an outside perspective from someone you trust. It may be that the issues are just too big to make it work. 情感专家兼婚姻家庭认证治疗师佩拉·威斯曼告诉 Buzzle 网站，根据著名研究员约翰·格特曼关于情侣的关系研究，69%的感情矛盾会一直存在，并且所有情侣都会有。在任何关系中，矛盾都是不可避免的，这没有什么，只要你能接受。但如果矛盾太深，你必须正视它，能够听取一个值得信任的局外人的看法，那就更好了。或许矛盾本身就很严重，以至于你们根本解决不了。更多正能量英语，请关注可可英语可可 Radio， 也欢迎添加我的个人微信，安夏的拼音加上数字3210。